Thank you very much, Mr. President. Let me first congratulate you on being the first president of the CDE in 2025, and wish you, your and all other delegations a wonderful and successful new year. Our delegation thanks Ambassador Turner for his valuable contributions to our work in Geneva and passes our best wishes to him. We also welcome the new ambassadors taking up their duties at the CDE this year. There is no denying that the international security environment remains challenging as we move into 2025. Russia is continuing its war of aggression against Ukraine and working with the DPRK to that effect. Conflicts are also ongoing elsewhere, including in the Middle East, Sudan, and Myanmar. And the DPRK is engaging in illicit nuclear and missile programs, and proliferation concerns persist in the Middle East. The situation is complex, but not unprecedented, and it should not be an excuse for paralysis. The CDE was able to negotiate disarmament agreements during the Cold War, and it stands to reason that we should be capable of doing so again. The Conference on Disarmament can and must work again, if we let it. To revive this body and effectively negotiate treaties, we cannot be afraid to change even the most foundational elements of the CDE. The very structure of six rotating presidents per session reflects the conference's ingrained appreciation for diverse perspectives and methods of work that necessarily ebb and flow with the dynamic security environment. We are pleased to see, Mr. President, that you and hopefully all six CDE presidents have an ambitious plan to put the subsidiary bodies to work, as we all committed to do in the 2024 session. Canada's hope is that we can focus on issues that are both ripe for action and in need of urgent attention. Le Canada est impatient de...
Canada's eager to discuss the items on the agenda which are linked to the subjects covered by the five subsidiary bodies. In particular, we urge everyone to seek tangible progress on establishing a treaty to prohibit the use of fissile material for building nuclear weapons and other nuclear explosive devices, as well as a treaty on radiological weapons. Canada's also ready to discuss the use of artificial intelligence in the military sphere. Lastly, Canada hopes that procedural issues will not thwart our substantive work. Participants in the conference should stand ready to move away from the lose-lose game caused by de facto vetoes, which are disguised as a decision taken by consensus. We hope that observers can be rapidly accepted, which will lead to broad and active participation by international organisations and the states in question. We also hope that the subsidiary bodies will quickly resume their substantive work. Canada thanks you, President, as well as the other five presidents of this year for your efforts, and we stand ready to cooperate with other delegations in implementing the Conference on Disarmament's mandate. Thank you very much, President. The